All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. I thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and Lord God of Israel. I thank you that you have redeemed us from the hand of the enemy and that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you. That you send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. And we have been redeemed by the hand of the enemy. And Lord, I offer the sacrifice of praise. You're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory. And you're worthy of all honor. I thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. I thank you for the healing power, the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord God, that the anointing to drive out the spirit of infirmity and sickness and disease is still present today. And Lord, I thank you for releasing that healing anointing to drive out every manner of sickness, cancer of the esophagus. God, heal in the name of Yeshua. I bind every spirit of suicide, premature death. I break that power and authority right now in the name of Yeshua. You will not steal that life. You will not steal it in Yeshua's name. I thank you, Lord God, for granting healing and deliverance and setting people free from the spirit of anxiety and oppression in the name of Yeshua. God, set them free in the name of Yeshua. And I thank you for your mercy and your grace. I thank you for releasing your warring angels to push back the forces of darkness over this region. I thank you for binding a strong man of perversion and witchcraft and idolatry in the name of Yeshua. Be bound with chains from heaven in Yeshua's name. And Lord, let your glory be revealed. Rain down your power. Refresh your people, Lord God. Those that are tired in their bodies, Lord, send forth a refreshing in the name of Yeshua. Those that need healing in their bodies, send a healing, Lord God. Those that need financial miracles, money in the bank account, Lord, bless them. Move on the heart of strangers to bless them. Lord, give them favor with millionaires and billionaires, and let money come from the north, south, east, and the west. Lord, let God bless them with homes, that they will have beautiful homes to live in. In the name of Yeshua, we bind the spirit of poverty and lack and insufficiency with chains from him. I bind every delaying spirit in the name of Yeshua, and we release suddenlies, we release miracles, we release now the power and the glory of God in Yeshua's mighty name. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you for doing it. And I bless you and I praise you. And Lord, let your blessing be upon this teaching today in the precious and the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to be here with you once again to share the Word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Whew. God is good. And His mercy endureth forever. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to be on the airways. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. If you struggle with something, I say get on your knees, pray, seek the face of God, and allow the Spirit of God to speak to you. As you know, saints, we are living in the last days. We are living in perilous times. The return of Yeshua is imminent, and it's extremely important that we're pressing in, that we're building our relationship with Him so that we can receive our marching orders to go and be about the Father's business. We can go and impact the lives of people wherever God has placed us in this season. I am truly grateful to be here on the radio. God, my testimony. First of all, let me, we talk about this series, Choose Whom You Will Serve. And I'm going to tell you to go into John 14, where we left off last week. But I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for those that have prayed for me. I want to say thank you for those that have send in some financial support. I am grateful and thankful, and I pray that God will bless each and every one of you. We don't receive a lot, but what comes in is more than enough to help us. And so I'm grateful and thankful that I'm praying that God will send special blessings into your life and that you would experience His presence and His power. As we're talking about serving the one true and living God and how that we left off last week in John 14, verse number 12, He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And he says, greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." Now, the faith preachers have used that big time. Oh, my gosh, my goodness. Yeah. And this particular passage of scripture is about the promise of miracles. I consider myself a walking miracle. I've had so many attacks on my body and my health. And each and every time God has shown himself so strong. Even now, back when I had the stroke. And Saint, I was messed up. Oh my gosh, when I think about it, my speech was so slurred. I couldn't say my name, couldn't say my children's name. I couldn't read my devotionals, couldn't read my declarations. I couldn't even pray in the Holy Ghost. And it was a struggle for me. But I petitioned God, I said, "God, please." And I know I had some people praying for me. And here I am with April, May, June, almost 5 months later, I'm doing better. My doctors say that my recovery is remarkable. They kind of look at me and shake their head. They said, "If you listen to my speech, you would not know that I had an episode or a stroke where I couldn't basically say my name, couldn't say my children's name. You know, you might catch it every now and then where, you know, I'm still on the road to recovery. But by the grace of God, my voice almost sounds the same when I'm listening to the broadcast. I say, okay, I'm getting back. You know, I still have a few issues, but I'm making great progress, and it's only by the grace of God that I'm here on the radio. You know, I am determined to preach God's word. I am determined to deliver the full counsel of God's word and to keep equipping the people of God. And as I was talking last week, when he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that your Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." That's a covenant promise between God and his people. And we can ask, and I was sharing the testimony about my younger sister when we got the phone call, and they said she wasn't going to make it. She coded twice. So basically, she was out of here. And there was so much gloom, you know. And it was like, you know, I'd prayed, family members were praying, and we were just hoping that God is going to have to take a miracle. And as we continued to pray and ask God, you know, and like I said, when I go into the hospital and it's a serious condition, you know, I get called to those, you know, I've been called to those. And they say, "Well," and I'll ask them if they can talk, "Is your assignment finished?" And they'll say yes or no. And I will go in. In my sister's case, I said a simple prayer. And I said, "Lord, If her assignment is not done, raise her up and bring her out of here. And if it is done, then let her go. And let your will be done. And continue to pray. And word kept coming and kept coming. She's getting this. This is happening now. And lo and behold, 24 hours later, there was a shift. And God began to do what he does. And then the doctors were amazed because all of a sudden she was awake. And all of the things, they were running all the tests and everything. And then they could see there was changes and everything. You know, they were, because they were saying all of her organs were shutting down. And it was bad, Saints. It was bad. And I would just pray and sometimes walk away and go and cry. I said, Lord, this is my baby sister. Raise her up. But your will be done. And then she began to improve and improve and improve. And a week later, she was released from the hospital. Glory to God. She walked out of the hospital. Glory to God. Yeah, God did it. Because the prayers of the saints went up. And we continue to pray fervently. And she's doing well right now. She's doing well. So she's a walking testimony. But for you on your personal level, it says, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may glorify. You know, it's all right to ask, saints. It's all right to ask. And sometimes we say, well, God, I really don't. No, ask. Ask for the world. Ask for God to bless you to win 10,000 souls. Ask for God to make you a multimillionaire. Ask for God to make you a best-selling author, that you might bring glory and honor to his name. Ask for the anointing of intercession. Ask that the gift of discernment and the word of knowledge, ask to flow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Ask and pray for the souls of family members that are wayward. Ask God to save them. Ask God to deliver them. Ask God to heal them. And to go on the offense, wage warfare, drive the devil out of your family, out of your marriage, out of your relationships, out of your business. Drive the devil out. You see, as believers in the body of Christ, we've become too passive. And we are to be militant after the things of God, like all these false religions. They are faithful. They are militant. But because it says we are meek and lowly and we're supposed to turn the other cheek, I'm going to tell you, saying somebody hit me on, I ain't turning the other cheek. I would do what I need to do, then ask God to forgive me afterwards. Glory to God. But this is the thing. He says we shall do greater. The body of Christ, the church, was birthed in power. And we have to begin to walk in it. Now see, wherever God has placed you, whatever business, school, job, wherever, career, we have to walk in God's power and his glory. And we have to be effective witnesses for him. That when people come into contact with us, yeah, them demons are going to be stirred up. But they're going to also recognize there's something different about you. You're not going to go in and be casting the devil out of folks on the job and stuff like that. But as people are struggling and going through, you will be able to say, I'll pray for you. And if appropriate, you can grab them and say, matter of fact, I'm going to pray for you right now in the name of Yeshua. And I'm going to bind up that spirit of oppression. I'm going to bind up that spirit of depression. I'm going to bind up that spirit of suicide. I'm going to bind up the spirit of sickness and disease. And they might not even be walking and serving God. But you say, I'm going to pray for you. And you ask, can I pray for you right now? And you begin to pray in the power of the Holy Ghost, and they sense the presence of God, and they say, wow, that was, then I felt something. Yeah, you felt the power of God, and you probably felt some demons leaving out of you too. But recognizing that we can walk in that place in that boldness and be that witness that God has called us to be as his sons and his daughters. You see, you can be used wherever God has placed you. You know, and I used to, in my confession, saints, I thought I was, at one time when I finally accepted the call of God, I thought I was going to have a mega ministry because I was caught up in the faith movement. You know, I thought I was going to have 20,000 members and money was going to be coming from the north, south, east, and the west. Now, even though I wasn't in it for the money, but I believe, yeah, it's going to be coming because I was looking at the lives of all these preachers. I said, man, they're living good. Well, if you got 20,000 people paying tithes and offerings, yeah, you're going to live pretty good. Oh, God, yeah, no, I like to laugh a little bit, but just recognizing that that was not the place that God had for me. And I've always said, God, if you're going to make me rich, I used to say, God, you know, Lord, let it not be from the ministry, because then people would be looking and say, well, you got this because you have this mega ministry. And I had to repent and ask God. I said, well, Lord, if you want to bring my wealth through the ministry, then I repent. Lord, you do what you got to do. But I did not want that stigmatism of saying, oh, he is another one of them preachers that's all in it for the money. I've never been there for the money, saints. Otherwise, I would have not made it this long. We've been on the year 20 on the air. It's all been by faith. We don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars coming in a month. We don't even have thousands of dollars coming in a month. You know, every now and then God will move on somebody to give 100, 200, 300, you know, maybe 500. You know, God will move on somebody to bless the ministry in that capacity, but we don't have that type of resource flowing in. But it's by the faith of God that he continues to bless us and to keep us on the air. The enemy is always trying to do things to disrupt that, but by the grace of God, we're still here. You know, if you give $30 a month, $50, $100, I'm grateful and thankful. And you know what? I'm always surprised when something comes in. When I go to the P.O. box, there may be a check in there. Glory to God. Or somebody may go through PayPal and send some money. And I am grateful. And I'm asking God to bless you if you have been giving and have blessed the ministry. But recognizing the fact that Saint, he says that whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And then there's the promise of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. He says, if you love me, you're going to keep my commandments. This is a sign that you are loving God and obeying God because you begin to live and abide by his word. He says, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you, and yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but you see me, because I live, you shall live also. And at that day, highlight this in your Bible, saints. At that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Now, let me break this down for you. Some of you probably heard me preach and teach this. The promise of the Holy Spirit was right here. I'm going to send back the Comforter. This was going to be the manifestation and sign to let everybody know, particularly his disciples, that he had ascended and he was seated at the right hand of the Father. He says, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit back. And on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was released and came down, he says, this is going to be the sign that I am seated at the right hand of the Father. All power and authority has been given to me, and now I am anointing you and birthing you with the same power, with the same Holy Spirit that dwelt in me when I was walking the earth. And now you can go about and fulfill your call and your mandate and ministry. You can move in the gifts like I moved in the gifts. You can be the vessel of compassion and healing and deliverance that I was when I walked the earth. He said, this is how you're going to know. He says, in that day, you're going to know, I am seated at the right hand of the Father. Oh, my God. I hope somebody get that. What Jesus says, all power, all authority has been given to me. That when we use his name, the enemy has to obey. The demons have to obey. Why? Because they are created beings. They are beneath God. The kingdom of darkness is not on par. It is a lower level kingdom just operating here in the earth in the second heavens. But we serve the one and true and living God. We serve him. He is our heavenly Father, and he wants to invite us so that we have that relationship with him. And we can walk with him. We can dwell with him. And we can serve him. Because we know that we know God is my Father. I am a son and daughter of the Most High God. No matter what I have done, every mistake that I have made, when we confess and repent of our transgressions, God forgives us. And says, come on back, son. Come on back, daughter. And then we can have fellowship with him every single day. We don't have to wait till Sunday. Every day is a new day to walk in fellowship with your Heavenly Father. Every day is an opportunity to embrace and understand the Father heart of God. Because God loves you. He's never stopped loving you. You know the story about the prodigal son. He waited with expectation that the son will return. So even you, when you are operating in your anxiety and your depression and your oppression, all you have to do is cry out to God, Lord, deliver me. Lord, set me free from this yoke of heaviness and the spirit that's weighing me down, that is stealing my joy. Matter of fact, I renounce the spirit of oppression. I renounce the spirit of depression. I renounce the spirit of anxiety. And I am going to be free. I'm going to walk in liberty and freedom. I'm going to tell the devil he's a lie and the truth is not in him. Because when Yeshua died for me on the cross at Calvary, he rose from the grave the third day. Death was defeated. He's been defeated. He's been stripped of his power and authority. That power has been delegated to the body of believers right now. And we have the authority to walk and to talk and to proclaim that Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, is the Lord God Almighty. All power and all authority in his hand. We have the power to bind and to loose and to speak and make declarations that God is God. And to begin to pray for the captives that they might be set free from the power of darkness, because the blood, the power of the blood is on our side. Saints, I can't finish this today. Be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministry. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. If the Spirit of God moves on you to bless us financially, please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Oh, God. Pray for your family members and your loved ones that their hearts will be open to hear and to receive the gospel of Yeshua. Pray for your colleagues on your jobs as also pray for their salvation. Know that Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, is Lord and his return imminent. Pray for your family members and your loved ones that their hearts will be open to receive God. Pray that God would send revival. Yeshua is Lord, return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.